Hi, and welcome to your cross-country fall wrap-up. I'm Keith Moffitt.
And I'm John Krause, and we will be talking to Coach McElvain for the girls' team and Coach Blumenstein for the boys' team for this year's season. Here is your run-through for the cross-country season. We first talked to the girls' cross-country coach, Mr. McElvain, and asked, in your opinion, who excelled on the team?
We had a freshman, Madison Coppolina. She got sixth in South Jersey, and she's moving on to the state championships.
Our follow-up question was, how do you think the season turned out?
It turned out pretty well. I mean, I think we exceeded our expectations. The girls, unfortunately, didn't qualify for states. They just missed out. They got sixth and needed to get fifth, but they're very, very young. Varsity team was made up of, they had four freshmen and a sophomore in the top five.
With having such a young team, were there any major challenges with the season?
I think the major challenge was just getting experience. Just that they, you know, every race that they were running was the first time they were running those big races. So that was a challenge, but they stepped up to it.
Our final question to Mr. McElvain. With Teenie leaving, who do you expect to step up next year?
We definitely, on the girls' side, have a very large contingency of freshmen and sophomores, and they're very young. So Madison Coppolina, Jesse Klenk, Lexi Pasquale, Allison Kite, and Amber Pearson all kind of did a great job this year, so they'll be able to fill in next year.
After talking to Coach McElvain, we went to Coach Blumenstein, coach of the boys' cross-country team, and we told him, summarize how you think the season has gone.
I think the season went well for both the boys and the girls. We look to improve our conference record this year. Both of which happened. The boys went 9-1. We got second place in our conference.
We then asked Coach Blumenstein, what were your highlights for this year's season?
Highlights of the season on the boys' side were we won the South Jersey Shootout, which is a pretty big meet. Sterling's never won that before. Moving on to some individual achievements, we had Sean McPherson, who won the Camden County Championship. He won the conference championship, and then he went on to win the Group 2 state championship, obviously after winning the sectional championships.
We then asked Blumenstein about the abundant numbers of injuries this year and how did they affect the season.
It affected us big time. We had aspirations midway through the season. Our number three guy, our number four guy, and our number five guy all got hurt. And then our number six guy got hurt. Also, our number seven guy got hurt and was sick. And then a few weeks ago, our number two guy got nicked up. So, you know, once that happens, things just started spiraling backwards.
Our final question to Coach Blumenstein was, how do you think Jimmy McPherson, Sean's little brother, will follow in his brother's footsteps?
There could be other Jimmy and Sean McPherson's walking the hallways and they don't even know it because a lot of people have never put themselves through that sort of training regimen. So, I believe that, you know, I said the same thing to Sean. Before him was Jimmy Daniels. And everyone thought, oh, I could never be that good. And I said, no, any of you could be that good and better if you train like that and have the devotion that he has. And Sean bought into that. And this is what's happened. So if anyone buys into it, I truly believe that they could get close to that level.
And that was your fall wrap-up of the 2014 cross-country season. I'm Keith Moffitt.
And I'm John Krause, and you're listening to
WSHS Sterling High School Radio.
Stay classy, Sterling.